Tan Rabbanan, the Beis Haman Aleph, about 12 lines up from the bottom, 4, 8, 13 lines up from the bottom. From Mephalas Kalev, person is Mephalas Kalev. So Molel Bezarek Bavachal Yaharik. He can, that apparently there was a concern that they're going to come back. If you roll them up, without even without killing them, Rashi learns to talking about during the weekdays. I mean, on Shabbos. You can't kill them, but you can sort of like roll them a little bit, which weakens them, so they can't climb back on you. So Marla Bazar, he can roll them around and throw them away, as long as he does not kill them. Rashi learns that the Tanakhama holds, even killing them would not be an issur d'oraisa. So they allowed this Mirabbanan. As long as they're abundant, so they didn't make a gzera merlel, you might come to kill it. Abishalom and Nothel Bazarik will vachel yimlo. Abishalom holds killing it like your Eliezer before, Rabbi Eliezer before, which holds its chayim on Shabbos, so they're a gozer, you can't do melila, because you might come to do hariga. Amar Huna, halachal is merlel Bazarik, mizel kvoidoy vafilo bechel. That Melo Zurich is the right thing to do. Tzmutar on Shabbos, and even Bechol, that's the instead of killing it, which is not a, you know, it's a Miasa thing, just rub it, roll around, throw it away. That's the proper way of doing it. Rabba is Mekateh Lehu. The Mora says that Rabba would actually kill them even on Shabbos, Rashi learns. Tosis brings up Pshat that's referring to weekdays. Rav Sheshes is Mekateh Lehu, Rav Sheshes would kill them. Rabba Shadeh Lehu Lekana Demaya, Rabba would throw them into a container of water, which is killing an Agadei Groma. Amal Rav Nachman, the Banzer Rav Nachman told his daughters, Keterlin, I want you to kill them. Vashminan Li Kala Desan Vosoi, let me hear the sound of my enemy being killed. The Mephoshim learned that, you know, he wasn't such a... The Mor did not need to record to us his whatever. The point was, a case where a person kills derech nekama, he wants to kill. That's a melacha tzricha legufa. He bedavka needs the mice of hariga. So, had there been any issur at all involved, killing it like that is like, you know, if you're killing it to get rid of it, you misalik it. So that's maybe it's a melacha tzricha legufa. He's saying, well, I'm killing it because I want to kill it, and that's still mutar to do on Shabbos. Tanya, where does this come from? The Shemin Alozo Armor Ain Hargan
is that's the challenge. Give some insight into what Malacha Shemitzvah the Gufa is, right? It's if you want to kill it, it's not that you want to use any part of it. You can use the exoskeleton or the meat there, you know.
And Halacha also considers Shemitzvah the Gufa. Person who shechts because he wants to eat the meat is called a sukkah the goof.
Right, right. That for sure.
Right.
But even just because you
want to do the mice, right?
Yeah, even if you're not going to actually use any of the products from it, which is arguably what was done in the
village. So, Tanya Rav Shimon Elozomer in Hurgim is a machelis b'shabas, tiber b'shabas, v'shem says you cannot kill a machelis, is another name for a kino. For a louse, can't kill a louse on Shabbos. Bisham, Bisil Matir, Bisil says you could. Louis, can I drop you for the tissues, please? Bisil says you could. Bisham, 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 I guess the Bryce are just as Bisham, Bisham, is quoting Mephlokes and Bisham, Bisham, because the next part really has no connection to previous point. This is called an emushim in Gamliel, and Mashal can say Tanakis Laris. You can't make a shidduch. For a young woman to get erisin, with lawyers at Tina Kolam, they you can't make arrangements for a child to learn with somebody to teach your son to Torah, or to teach him some type of craft. You can't do nichem avelim or bikur chelim, because you might there's pain involved in it, so you can't do that on Shabbos. the Rebbe Shammai. It's a limited Masilu matter, all of these things. So that's why it's here, because of Shimon Lozer quoting Machlokes Bisham Masilu. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is on the second white line. Melo Bazarik B'Shabbos is Melel Lahatish Kechen. You rub them, you roll them around to weaken them. Shal Yachzor, he loved it. They would not be able to come, climb back on him. Vavachal Yimlol V'Dechik, you can't roll them too hard. V'Yarek and kill them. The Sirele, the Tanakama holds, Harigas Kina is Shvus. Killing a kina is only a Isidra Bonot. So there are matter model. Baal Bashol is Kibli Yezer, he holds a Kibli Yezer that it's Osir, it's Chayiv Chatos, Machayiv Chatos, if he kills it. Hilchot Kisrina Melila, you can't even do Melila, Shlo Yehara, because you're afraid he might kill. If they who is Hargan Uba Shabbos, he would kill them on Shabbos. Makani is a Seifel, is a container of water. Macharlis is a Kina. Misil's Matirim can refresh time of the Perek Shmona Shrotzim. The Gemara explains that around. Me'elim, we learn out from the Elim Me'odamim, from the Mishkan, from the animals which they used to make, the Elim which they used to make the hides, which they were then colored red, to use in the Mishkan. My elim is parim v'rovim. Av kol shaparim v'rova. It has to be something which goes through a normal process of pre v'rivya. Bekina ena parim v'rova. Elim baser adam hisharetzis. And this is, you know, this is the spontaneous generation understanding of kina, which the Morris seems to understand. So it doesn't go through the normal process of some type of a laying an egg or whatever it is. Even though the understanding nowadays is that that's different. It doesn't change the halacha. Apparently, the more meant that, you know, if it was done on a microscopic level, etc. In other words, we're not going to have a problem of washing your hands with antibacterial soap because it kills the bacteria. That's not considered halacha of killing on Shabbos. You cannot make arrangements for a shidduch, finalize a shidduch. Mishum Mimsa Hefsucha, that's the person's, cannot do his personal, cannot get involved in taking care of needs. So Matirim, the Kosari, Hefsucha, Bolo Hefze Shemaim, that only applies to your personal needs, and these are mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah for a person to get married, to learn Torah, and to have a way to mefardish yourself. So therefore, those you're allowed to make those arrangements in Shabbos.
But business.
Right. Where do you draw the line? Yeah. I don't know. Menachemim, Mishum the Beit Shammai says you cannot need Mishum the Mitzta'er, Ima Mitzta'erim. You're going to get people are trying to stay in Tsar, but you're going to join them also. So you have two people now in Tsar. So you see, Beit Shammai understood what Nichum Avelim was supposed to be. You're supposed to be Mitzta'er together with the one who's in pain. So if you do it right, he says you shouldn't be doing it on Shabbos. Okay. We hold some more. The more going to go through that now. Turn our button. Haniknos levakar sechela. Person's going into me vakar chela on Shabbos. He says, "Ermish Shabbos he milizik." The reason why we're not davening for you more is because when it's Shabbos, Chazal asked, we can't be calling out for David to Kodesh Baruch right now. We're trying not to scream out. Refuah krova lovei, but the refuah is going to come soon. Ramirez explains, Amri Yecharla Hishati Rachim. The covenant of Shabbos itself causes for mercy. So if a person withholds crying out on Shabbos and because of the covenant of Shabbos, that itself will cause a source of Rachmanis. Rehudu Amr Amokim Rachim Alecha Vershem Shabbat Manasinu Valchel Yisrael Old Kla Yisrael Rehudu Amr Amokim Rachim Alecha Besech Sharchel Yisrael. That's Besech Chel Yisrael. Thank you. Shabbat Ish Rishalayim Mekinisazar Amr Shalom. When he comes in, he would say Shalom. Mitzioso Omer Shabbos Imelizayk Refua Krevelovay V'racham of Rubim. The Bresham has a tremendous amount of mercy. V'shiv Subashalom. You should be rest well on Shabbos. Okay. Command also Hold Omer Rebechinina Misha Yesh Achel B'Sof Beisoy. Rebechinina says a person who has an ill person in his home that he's diving for Tzorch Shiyarvenu B'Sorch Chel Yisrael. He needs to include him amongst all of Klal Yisrael. He should daven as for him amongst all the other chelim. Kaman. It goes like Rabbi Yossi that says, you say, B'ser Chal Yisrael. Romer of Chanino, because she hitiru l'nachim avela l'vakar chelim b'Shabbos. It was, Chazal really were not 100% happy with being permitting Nichim Avelim and Bikur Chalim, because there's an element of Tsar which is involved, but they felt they had because of the necessity they did it. Okay. Omer Rabba Bar Rachono, Kiav Yaslinan Basre de Rabbi Lozer, when we would travel with Rabbi Lozer. So this is the Rabbi Lozer, the Amara, and Rabba Bar Rachono was going with him. Nishyule b'tficha, to be shoyel, to visit, to see how a person who's a tficha, who's ill, is doing.
What is
tficha? Tficha is an Aramaic, I'm assuming it means an Aramaic word, but Rashi says it means a chayla. So I'm not sure exactly. Tficha literally means a person who's puffed up. And that's one form of illness. I don't think it means simply that form of illness only. When they go visit an ill person, Zimlin sometimes Amar Hamokim Yif Kodcha the Shalom. The Rosh Hashanah should be Pekah. You should visit you the Shalom, take care of you. Then Amar Rachmona Yadu Kinoch the Shalom. The Rosh should remember you, Rachmona, the Merciful One, should remember you for peace. So you would say it in Aramaic. Okay. The more says, "Hechi Yavet Hachi." How do they do that? Well, Amar Rav Yehuda, we just had in Saita. Adam Al Yishol Adam Tzrocha B'Loshan Arami. Person should not present his request. He shouldn't daven in Aramaic. Amar Rav Yehuda and Kol Yishol Tzrocha B'Loshan Arami. In Malachi Yeshur is Nizkak in Loi. The malachim, which their job is to take the tefillahs and deliver them to Kadosh Baruch Hu, will not respond to him. Shein malach yeshoras makirim b'loshan arami. They don't recognize loshan arami. Either they don't recognize the Tosfos says, either they don't understand it. The Tosfos understands. So other bishanim learn that means that they don't. The Rosh says that they don't like to respond to it, they feel it's a corruption of Lashon HaKodesh, so I don't like presenting it to somebody who's talking in slang. Right. In other words, there are some who learn that talking about any language, specifically the issue was only Aramaic was the problem, and any other language is acceptable. Some learned specifically they only respond to Lashon HaKodesh. Some service says that the reason was that they don't understand other languages, but when you're in the Beis HaMelech, you come to present your request to the Melech, you should present your request in the official language of the country. The official language of Shemayim is the world was created in Lashon HaKodesh, that's the official language of the Melech. So how do they do this? So Mora says, no problem. Shiny Chayla, the Shechina Imoy, that even when you come to you go through a minister, so it's proper that you present in the proper order, etc., but the person is able to be in the presence of the king himself, he falls in supplication to the king, he speaks any language that he's familiar with and the king understands. So the Shechina is with an ill person. Amar Rav Onan, Amar Rav, the nine Shechina soyed es achelim. How do you know that Rashi brings two girsas over here, actually. The girsa which we have is that he supports him. He's there holding on to him in his illness. Or alternatively, we have a girsa, Rashi has a girsa, that Hashem is the word soyer, which is translation for the word to visit. Hashem is there to visit. Shemar Hashem is adeno al aristavoi. Hashem is soyed, he supports, as according to Rashi's Rosh Pshat, on the erises, which is the bed of the voy, a person who's ill. So the Shekhinah is there, so there the presence, so when he would come to actually visit the ill person, so he would say, he sometimes in Aramaic, because that was acceptable, that the Shekhinah is there. So you see that the more understanding that the phrase that he was saying, which he was like sort of giving the person a bracha, really is a form of a tefillah. Bracha is a form of a, you know, I'm wishing you well. A person should not sit on the mita, not on a chair. He should, you know, cloak himself properly, and he should sit down on the floor. Because the shkin is there above the head of the chayla. So there's the point over here being that you shouldn't be sitting in a way that I guess their beds were not raised up. So the person was lying on this mattress on the floor, and you're sitting on a chair, you're sitting higher than the shechina. So you should sit on the floor also. Or some learned the issue was he should not be, you should sit lefanov as opposed to not behind, because that's where the shechina is. Our chalim usually sit in the bed, you shouldn't be sitting in a chair higher than the bed, yeah.
Better than the bed.
Higher than, you should not be sitting on a chair which is higher than the bed. Gives support, takes care of, you know, gives him what he needs to exist. Hashem is there, being soyed, alaris to boy. Okay, Rashi. Bottom line. You need to find a way to get them, you know, the mark of das is to broaden what they're focusing on. So right now, a person who is ill is focused in very much on their pain, on their illness. So you're trying to find a way to get them to broaden their look. Right now, I'm not focusing on that to get to. Therefore, they won't be mitzvah. And that will be a source of refuah. If you're mechaber by not focusing in on your pain on Shabbos, that itself will be a source of rachmanas from Shammai. If you're davening for everybody together, so that itself will be a source of schus that he should be healed. Shevna ish Yerushalayim, Adam Gadol Hayah Yerushalayim, Shema Shevna. There's a person named Shevna Rachamov. Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Merubim. Baruch Hashem's Rachmanis is great. Shivsu B'Sholem. Noichu B'Shabbat Chem L'Sholem. You should rest well. It was something which Chazal found that they were not happy about. It was difficult for them to matter, but they felt they needed to. You'd visit an ill person, a person who's ill. Okay. This wasn't referring to Shabbos specifically. This was weekdays also. the Shechina Imoi, Vein Ham Yisrael Tzorach She Yizdach and Kuloi Malachi Asheris Lahachnis Tfilosa Lifnim in a Pargu. The Shechina was there, the person would not need to have the Malachi Asheris bring his Tfilah in behind what's called the Pargu, which is that which the separation between the king and the outside, there's this partition. So the Malachim Shah was taken in behind the partition. Well, the Shechina is right here, you don't need to do that. So it is Soymech B'toshes Koichet. Russians will support him in his state of weakness. Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov, for the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov, I heard that he had the gears of the word Soer. Targum Shal Poiked, which is the Targum of the word Poiked, to visit. From a Mavakar, he would visit. Kamoi B'sechicha Tifkoid L'Shalom. So Yishai tells David, go and check on your brothers. So you see the word poiket. Sayer is the targum for poiket, which is to visit or to check on. To make that drush out of the pasuk, it says yisadenu. So you have to change it to yisa. That the more it was saying, al tikri yisadenu, el yisarenu. Yisatev, you should dress, cover yourself properly. Name is Shechina. No, we're not changing the pasuk. We're saying, well, so you'll have an al-tikri this, all that.
It's a drush.
Mizat the meim eshchino, kodom yoyoshev be'emo ve'em poinel etzodom. Person who's standing in respect of the eshchino which is there, and he's not turning all the way, you know, looking all around. So you're misatev, which is you cover yourself up, so you're focused in. Okay. Just think about it, but you can learn there. So Chazal said you cannot read learn there. Xera, you might come to mimat. Now we're going to see that the Morris says at certain points we say, once they asked even in the case where the potential for tilting it is not, it doesn't exist. Once they said you can't read Lora Nair, they said you can't read Lora Nair, you can't start making calculations. But we will see certain limitations they did make, that we said if we're not concerned that the person might be Mata, they're Mata. So there are, and then you have to figure out why this they were Mata and this they weren't.
That
was their issue, was putting out the light. Right. Here, what you're dealing with, which we'll see in the next paragraph, which is what you say for tonight, that Chazal were worried about this issue of people playing with the wick to try and get better light. So they specifically addressed there are better oils which draw into the wick properly, and therefore the chance of the needing to tilt and adjust, or in the better wicks or better oils, and that's what the first Mishnah talks about, is which wicks and oils to use, that you shouldn't have the problem. Even so, the Chazal said, we don't want you reading Lora Nair, because you might come to try and adjust it, to tilt it, that the oil should get in better, to get better. That's in Malacha D'Oraisa. Amar Rabba, Afilo Gaboya Shtei Karmis, even if the lamp is two stories up on the side of the wall, you have, you know, it's still Aser. Or they Asered it. Once they Asered the reading Lora Nair, they didn't make a difference whether it's physically possible to get to it or not. Afilo Shtei Mardos, even if it's two mardos high, mardas is it was like a stick which they used to prod an animal to go and move. So I don't know exactly how long it usually was, but you'd have two of those things up the wall. So still us feel us there about the mizua gavzu, even if it's 10 stories up, you can't do. But however, chadu to lalikri, but it's only if one person is reading. Hashrei shaperdami. But if it says lo yikri, he cannot read, it's individual iser, but if it's more than one person there, they'll remind each other, it's not a problem. So here we see that when we made the iser, they made the iser and it stays as such, but with Chachila, when they made the iser, they said we're going to make it in a certain way. And if there's two people there, we're not worried about it. The Mor says, "I v'tanya lo yechad b'lishnayim. Neither one nor even two can read on Shabbos." Or maybe Elozer lo kasha, kam b'nyan echad, kam b'shnayin yonim. The two are reading the same thing, so they're noticing what each other is doing. Two people are reading two different things, so I'm not noticing what you're doing, I'm busy reading what I'm reading. But Omer Rav Huna, however, that's all talking about a lamp. So they're basically sharing a very close proximity. And they're both reading the same thing. They'll notice each other. However, Ube Madura, if it's a Madura, I feel a sorab and a yodam is also. Even if it's 10 people, Madura is a large blaze. So we're afraid a person will move one of some of the logs closer to him or something like that. He'll move them around. And there's enough space that each person will not necessarily notice what the person next to him is doing. So it's awesome. Amarava im adam chashav hu motu. The Rava says, if the person was adam chashav, but that was not his type of job to adjust the lamp, that was something which was done by his shamish, so not worried he's going to adjust it, and it's motu. So May said, really? I ask you a question. Because you learned in a braisa, lo yikr lo raner, shema yata. You shouldn't read lo raner, because you might come to tilt it, and that's the malach of mavir, of increasing a fire is the same thing as making a fire. Amar Bishmo ben Elisha, ani ekra v'layata. Well, if that's the reason, so I can read it, and I won't be mata. I'm not worried about being mata. He was an adam choshev, and he wouldn't do these things. So Pama Achas Kora, he was reading, Ubikish Lahatis, and he was about to do it, and then he caught himself. He says, "Oy ve, Amar Kama Gedarlim and Dibre Chachamim She Armim Lo Yikra Loran Here." Look how great are the words of the Chachamim. They recognize you can't read Loran Here. The Goyin, the Maritzchias, so he brings from the Goyin. The Goyin has a pshat. The Vilna Goyin has a pshat. And the mission just says, it says, Lohikir Laraner. It doesn't say why. It doesn't say Shemayat. It just says, Lohikir Laraner. The Brisa says, Shemayat. She says, Kama Gedolim, the Dibur Chachamim, how smart were the Chachamim that they presented in the Mishnah, Lohikir Laraner, and it's only said, because then nobody's going to make a mistake. I mean, because you can't say, well, I'm going to be different. I can do it, it won't be a problem. I didn't tell you why it's also. You can't say it won't be a problem to you. The Braisa said, "Shemayata." Says, "Now that I think I'm better. I'm above the halacha. You know, if you don't tell me all the reasons. You just tell me don't do it. It works better than you said. Tell me reasons because I can start figuring out why. Well, maybe this is an exception. This is an exception. That." There is discussion in the Bir Halacha about it in Ein Reish Hei. There was, but the way that you adjust it, you would twist it.
Right,
so the way you would adjust it, there's a knob that you twist, which raises the wick, and therefore you get a higher flame. I don't recall all the details of what it, I haven't looked at it recently. But it seemed to be, when I called Kirk earlier, that he was, the Bir Halacha felt that it was a problem. He actually quotes a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the few places in the Mishnah Berurah where he quotes a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as being that's a problem, if I call correctly. But he also says that you can put the Kitzur says if you put, like we see over here the day, if you have two people, you have a reminder, it's mutter, so if you put some type of a petek piece of paper on the knob, it says Shabbos or something like that. So when you go there, you couldn't get there without first seeing the piece of paper which says Shabbos on it. It'd be mutter. This is, or if I could function as a reminder. Reb Nosson has the version of what happened was Korah Behitta. He actually was Mata. Not only was he Bikish Lahatus and he caught himself in time, but rather he actually did it. Because he kept in his ledger, he wrote for himself in his ledger, Ani Yeshua ben Elisha, Karisi, Behitisi Ner B'Shabbos. I was Mata Ner on Shabbos. Setzim Alachot Araisa. So when the Beis Hamikdash, Kishibon Beis Hamikdash, he wrote for himself to as a note to keep track. Kabbal Shabbos is going to bring a korban. You know, I can remember Beis Hamikdash rebuilt. I remember old times of Kabbal Shabbos. You keep a record of it. So he wrote for himself he would bring a Chatas Shmeinah. So you see him over here. Chazal's concern, or at least what he did, wasn't that a person will do it without being aware of what he's doing. That's not a shoygeg necessarily. That's more like a misasik. He forgot that it was Shabbos. He's reading. He did what he usually does a week. He adjusted it there, you know, without remembering that it was Shabbos.
What's like misasik?
A person does something without awareness at all. It's only a person does an action which a person's not even aware they're doing it. A person walks into the room and he flips on the light and he says, who turned on the light? The person is unaware of what he's done. From Nasha Klein and one Shuba says that he sometimes a person, you know, Chas Shalom, person turns on the light on Shabbos, sometimes he says it's a misastic. Sometimes he forgot it was Shabbos, he didn't realize he was doing. You know, it's done as a reflex action. But what do you see? You see that Chazal, even with Adam Chashiv, there was a potential for being Mata. So what do you tell me that Adam Chashiv is Mutter because he won't be Mata? So Amar Reb Abba, Reb Abba answers, Shani Reb Shmuel ben Elisha, Hoyle Umesim Atzma al Dibre Torah Kehedit. He's willing to lower himself and not act with his, according to his stature, with the pomp and dignity of his position. This is Shibas. Becomes a Torah. He'll lower himself down, do whatever. So we're afraid. A person like that is a problem. But in general, Adam Chashev would not do these things, and therefore it's Mutter. Tony Chada, we learned the one Brisa. Shamish Boidik Kaisis Ukaoris Loranir. The Shamish can check the utensils to make sure that they're clean. Loranir. Matanya Yiruch Lo Yivduk, you cannot check them. It's a little kasha, it's a steer in the prices. Some words, it's not a kasha. Kan Bishamish Kabua. Kan Bishamish Yena Kabua. One's referring to the regular appointed Shamish. One's talking about a temporary shamish. Right? This fellow wasn't available, so you got somebody else. And the way Rashi learns, the temporary guy doesn't bother him so much. He's not so concerned. The shamish kavua, he's got an ongoing job. He's worried that the boss should not be happy with his work, so we're afraid he will look very well, so there's a concern that he might be mat. Whereas the shamish kavua is, no, whatever. Correct.
Adjust the light.
Tilt the light. Tilt the lamp. Yes. The boy Sema. That's one answer. The second answer is Hoba Hoba Shamish Kabur. You could both refer to a Shamish Kabur. And the boy is saying, even a Shamish Kabur, which we have, he's concerned. There's a potential that he might be Mata. Habe de Mishra. One is referring to a lamp, which is an oil lamp. And Habe de Nefta is talking about a lamp with which uses naphtha. Naphtha. Has a very strong bad odor. Very strong bad odor. So it's not something you like to play around with too much. Once it's set, you don't want to start being mad to make it creaking the smell. So they did nasa by naphtha, according to this term. Ibor lehu.
Make it what to smell?
I'm sorry?
Make it what to smell?
To make it what to smell? To increase the smell. Ibor lehu. Shamash sheinu kavua. The shamash, which is not kavua, which we said is more lenient. He's not matzah. Bit of mishcha. And we're dealing with, it was with olive oil, which there's a concern the person will be mata. So is it mutter for him to do on Shabbos or not? Since he doesn't care, on the other hand, olive oil was something which apparently it was normal to be mata. So what's the olive? So Rabbi Loch Ben Maran Ken. It's mutter, Loch said it's mutter, but we don't pass in that halacha. We don't teach that. When somebody comes and asks the shayla, we don't tell them it's mutter because it causes a zilzul in Shabbos. No, not only is it the halacha, but we actually pass like that the mice. Some verses are Rimi Bar Abba. So Rimi Bar Abba, who says that it's mutter, was ikla the bay Rav Asi, arrived in the home of Rav Asi. So his shamish, Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba's attendant, Kabarak Lanahara the Shraga, was being Vedic. The Oran there, Shraga's a candle or a lamp. Amalei Devesu, Umarla Abed Hachi. So Ravasi's wife said to Ravasi, the Mar, the master of the home, yourself, is, you know, you don't do this. So why is he doing this? So he said to Rashavka, leave him alone. Kirabe Sirle, the Shamish is going along with the psak of his master, which is a Rimi Rabba, who said Halacha Meren came. So we'll have to understand that the case was a Shamish and a Kavua. It wasn't his regular attendant that he took along. It was a temporary guy. Dr. Ashi, you feel a gavoya, even if it's high up. You're not concerned that he will be able to tilt it because it's way up there. Even the goes are like pluga musa. Once they made the gzera, they did not make it. They did not differentiate.
If one will come to Mimata, the second one will remind him not to.
Rabbi says it's Osir. That's Mishnei Yonim. Mishnei Parashiyah is to learn in two different sections in the Torah. He's looking into his own topic. In Makar, he's not going to notice what the other person is doing. Madura is Esh Kedela, large flame, large fire. Also, why the hoil of Yoshin Rokh examines that? It's large, each person is spread out over all around this flame. Therefore, they won't necessarily notice each other. Void, furthermore. Over there, Zanva is Udim, Smuchim Lehem. The tail, the end of the Udim, the firebrands, the pieces of wood which are on fire, and near them, veins of marker, bebochaveru, lahavar, ulachtas. So if they're so close to each one, so the other person will not necessarily notice. What did I say? I said lactose.
person will not notice when the other person is going to try and to stir up the fire by him to increase the flame, because it's so it's such a minimal type of action which is necessary. It's so close, etc., that you wouldn't necessarily notice. But the likus l'raner shen rogol lahatus ner b'chol b'nechashibus. So Adam Choshev does not usually take care of these type of things. So he's allowed to read l'raner. Shamash kavua lo yivdik, he cannot check the cases. Neshemus rabbi yolov, he's he's concerned about his master's response. In yimsev hem dabr megunim, he'll find that some of them are not clean. But he watches, he looks at that, looks them over very thoroughly. So he will need a good light. So he might come to Bimata to check it out. It's not on his responsibility so much. It's not, you know, he doesn't take that responsibility so seriously. So he won't be Bimata. But a nafta shehu misriach, it has a repulsive odor. But to leave the erei to the osel hat, this person does not want to go and be mata because it doesn't smell good anyway. Shem hashenu kavua, but a mishka mai kim hashenu kavua eno mata filu b'chol. He'll be shabbos mata. That since he's not kavua, it's not so important to him, so he's not mata. So even the weekdays not matter. So maybe Shabbos. Adim ben Mishka halva loy moys darka lahatas bechovu. Rashi seems to learn the question of the Gemara is maybe it is normal for him to be matter sometimes. Halacha the mutter ben Maron Kain. It is permitted, but we're not going to pass on that halacha lemaisa because Shlo Yuzal is afraid people will take advantage. So kam shmoy der birmiya du shamash and kabul. The case was Rabbi Yirmiyah Shamish, but it was a temporary attendant in the base of Rabasi, in Rabasi's house, and he was checking the koisis loraner. So his wife Amalei the base of the Rabasi. Rabasi's wife said to Rabasi, "Marla Avodah, you don't do that." She said, "Leave him to Rabbi Rabbi Yirmiyah. He's doing like his master." Damar Lachu Merin Kain says, "You're allowed to do that, so leave him." Be'emes Amru. So the chazan is allowed to be roya where the children are reading, but vashal yikru. Someone says v'amet reisha. It says he's allowed to be roya, but it says vashal yikru. You're allowed to be roya. You're allowed to look, but you can't read. What does it mean you're allowed to look and I can't read? My law doesn't mean likras. It means you're roya in order to read. The more says loy the sader roshay parshiyosav. What you would do is you would review the quickly in his mind. He review the beginning of each the first few words of each one to get in his mind what they're laying for tomorrow. So he says, "Oh, by Yishak Malchim," and he remembers all the then he knows again a few lines later again. He get it for a few words which remind him of the whole thing. So that's permitted. But to actually read word by word on an ongoing basis, that's prohibited. Okay. No. I don't know. Thought I saw that look in your eye that you had. He can prepare the beginning of each part. Vakula parsha loy, you can't read the whole parsha. Meisrei shemilomer atzinakos beis rabban hoy masadin parshiyos sayim. They would miss out of their parsha, but Karen Lerner, and they would read Lerner there. The boy Sema Roshi, it means Roshi Parshi Yisov. The children also read, just read Roshi Parshi Yisov. Boy Sema Shani Tanoikas, Hove Amos Rabban Aleyan, Osir Latzli. Since their Rebbe was there teaching them, they wouldn't act up in front of the Rebbe, they wouldn't be mat, would not be mat. Roshi Parshi Yisov is a Karashi. Umaritzan Befiv, he runs to them quickly in his mouth. It would be like a reminder, like you see, become more fluent in it. He's fluent in the beginning of each point. Remember the rest. The I'll be able to help. The way they used to do it was each person would get an aliyah. His job was to stand up there and help them say the right vocalization, the vowels and the cantillations quietly. In Persian, they would sit in the presence of the Rebbe. With that, they would not put their do anything, put their hand anywhere. Unless what the Rebbe says to do. So in that type of a discipline, the kid's not coming out to learn there. So that's mutter. Okay.